right now you cover federal politics, but you're doing it here in Chattanooga. I imagine it's got to be kind of challenging covering Washington from here in Chattanooga. How exactly do you do that?
Well, a lot of my reporting is based on documents. It's based on sources that I've built up over the past couple of years when I've been working at the Times Free Press. But there's nothing like proximity, and that's why I proposed to my bosses that I become the Washington bureau man for the Chattanooga Times Free Press. And I feel like there are many sources around our congressmen and our senators that nobody really talks to. And I think that there are some stories there and some untapped potential, to be honest.
And you'll actually be moving to Washington in early February. Do you have a place to live yet?
Yes, I'll be looking. There are a few little complications to be ironed out, but I'm thinking an apartment in Arlington. That's right near the metro stop, or one of course, many metro stops. It's only about a 15-minute ride to the Capitol, 15 minutes to the White House. It's perfect.
Does the TFP have anyone in Washington that directly works for the paper right now?
No. So this will be a change. Our last Washington bureau closed in 2008 because of mainly budgetary concerns. But like I said, I proposed it to my bosses. I felt like this was a great time to get back there just because we're done with campaign season. I covered the 3rd Congressional District race, especially in the Republican primary, among Chuck Fleischman, Scotty Mayfield, and Weston Womp. And I kind of came armed with my best clips, my best articles to my bosses and said, send me where the action is. And so we just feel like it's a great time to reopen that bureau and have someone, watching our senators and congressmen at every move.
Politicians can be pretty skilled at dodging questions, at answering something, but it wasn't the question you actually asked. Interviewing politicians fairly frequently, how do you get them to stay on topic, give you an answer that's actually meaningful?
Well, it's just a matter of pressing. I mean, you have to really listen for what they're saying, because a lot of times it can sound like they're saying a whole lot, but they're not saying anything at all. And you have to press them to be specific. And oftentimes, it's not in their best interest to be specific. So a lot of times you have to leave it there and say they declined to comment on this particular issue. But you don't necessarily have to have the senator or congressman saying it. I mean, you can prove things, based on court records, based on campaign finance documents, other sources who can corroborate the information you're looking for. So oftentimes, an interview is certainly what you're always looking for with your lawmakers, but there's political reporting that can be done, around the source or with other sources and that kind of thing. But of course, it can be frustrating.
When you're up there in Washington, are you going to be focusing on politics broadly or just Washington politics as it relates to Tennessee?
A little bit of both. I mean, I sent this proposal to my bosses with the fact that I believe the Tennessee and Georgia congressional delegations are incredibly interesting and important, obviously. You have Senator Bob Corker, whose profile is rising nationally. I mean, you see anything from Grover Norquist being in the news or the Secretary of State nomination coming up, and he's always in there. He's in the mix with the New York Times and the Washington Post. He's always being quoted. He's on Meet the Press. So obviously you have someone who, started out as, a local politician, was the Chattanooga mayor, and suddenly getting this huge national profile. You have Congressman Scott Desjarlais, who has gone through many personal struggles with regard to abortion and infidelity and so forth, and that's going to be obviously something that we keep an eye on coming into 2014. You have Chuck Fleischman, who's obviously starting his second term, the 3rd Congressional District Representative. There's just so many different stories that will be kind of focused on the Tennessee congressional delegation and Georgia too. But also TVA is a huge presence, obviously. Oak Ridge. So I will be covering federal agencies, but my interest primarily lies in our lawmakers' personalities, their voting records, their campaign finance. So I'm going to be looking at all of that.
What do you think are some of the big issues you're going to be covering in the next year?
Obviously, gun control is a big one. President Obama came out with some very specific recommendations today, and it'll be interesting to see which side of history our lawmakers side, which way they go. So, obviously that's going to be a big one coming up. Obviously, there's another debt ceiling controversy that I'm sure many readers are tired of reading about, but it is important, of course, to our long-term fiscal solvency and so forth. So there's going to be, obviously social issues like gun control. Immigration, of course, is one that the administration has pushed. Just the beautiful thing about my beat is it's something new every day.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to Chris Carroll. He covers federal politics for the Chattanooga Times Free Press. Soon he's going to move to Washington, D.C., and will be the newspaper's first reporter in the Capitol since 2008. Even before Carroll started working at the paper, he was interested in politics. When he was in college, he interned at one of television's most popular political shows.
From Comedy Central's World News Headquarters in New York, this is The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
What was that like? That it sounds like it would be such a fun job, interning at The Daily Show.
It was a blast. I was very lucky that they selected me. You know, you have 14 instant friends who are your fellow interns when you go up there. I was a sophomore in college when I got the gig. And we did everything. I mean, we were in, you know, writers' meetings where they'd basically use us as a focus group for what joke is funnier than the other one, or we'd run around and get errands, you know, whatever prop Jon Stewart needed for the show. We'd often be the ones to go get that. So you had an element of exploring New York City while also being very close to the staff. I mean, we played the Colbert Report and softball games on Friday. I got to bat cleanup and hit some home runs, so that was pretty fun. But really, we just saw all aspects of the production aspect of the show. I mean, again, it's everything from a process we called logging, which is basically just transcribing interviews of stuff like, you know, Meet the Press and Sunday Morning, whatever, so that they have a database of all these statements where we can find politicians contradicting themselves. That really originates with the intern's work. So you do have FaceTime with Jon Stewart and you know, David Javerbaum, who is then the executive producer, but you also get to see the very and somewhat, you know, menial tasks that have to get done for a show like that to pop. And so that's also where I kind of thought I need to do something involving journalism or law or politics, because I've always been interested in reading about it and watching television about it, but, you know, never thought about it professionally. But that was a real turning point for me.
What are some of the biggest challenges in political reporting and taking complicated legislation and breaking it down into ways so it's interesting and comprehensible to the average person?
So that's one of the big challenges. You nailed it right on the head. But that's my job. It's my job to try to relate, you know, the bureaucracy, the craziness of a vote, how that's important to the Tennessee Valley and our readers. Another big one that I've just kind of battled with is I take a very aggressive approach to reporting. And sometimes it's going to tick off your sources and the people that you cover. I try to get them to understand that it's not my job to be their public relations man. It's my job to challenge them and offer a counterpoint, play the devil's advocate in interviews, that kind of thing, and really try to get the full story. So it can be a challenge sometimes, you know, with access. I mean, especially you alluded to it earlier, covering Washington 8 hours away. So something I'm looking forward to is just having FaceTime with the staffers who are involved with these lawmakers every day so that they can understand that I have a job to do. It's nothing personal, but I do take an aggressive approach because our politicians have hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, to run campaigns and to run ads. And oftentimes those ads are not always the truth. And it's our job to bring truth into the argument, into the mix. So yeah, there's often a battle to basically make the capital gains tax moratorium that Chuck Fleischmann is proposing interesting, but you can do it. There are ways to do it. And there's also just in terms of getting information, it can be a little difficult, but that's why they pay us the big bucks, Mike.
NPR, they've done some research with their audience. They found out one of the big things NPR listeners want is for reporters to fact check things politicians say. What do you think about that, the role of political reporters in actually fact checking statements politicians make?
I think that is the definition of reporting. And the fact that that even has to be stated as part of our jobs, I think, just sort of makes me wonder about the media world in general. But I take that approach every day. I'm parsing statements. I'm thinking about how rhetoric and votes might help a certain segment of a politician's audience, specifically donors. That's always in the back of my mind. You want to know who, you know, a senator or a congressman is going to bat for, so to speak. And as far as, you know, just trying to check whether they're telling the truth, I mean, again, that just seems to be a very obvious part of my job.
When can we expect your first byline from Washington?
February 4th or 5th, I would assume. I'm moving very, very soon. Everything's coming up very quickly.
What are you going to miss about Chattanooga?
I'll miss a lot about it. I grew up here. It's a wonderful place to be a student and grow up. And I took a gap where I was at ETSU in Johnson City in college, but came back, of course, and I've been working here the last 3 years. And it's great to be a 20-something in this town. I mean, there's a lot to do. There's a lot of places to hike. There's a lot of places to get a beer. There's a lot of places to meet people. It's a fabulous, beautiful, invigorating town. So obviously, restaurants, I'll miss the Yellow Deli, Tremont Tavern. You know, those are my places. And of course, I'll miss my friends. I've made so many great friends here, and I'll have to have them visit quite often in D.C.
People will be able to read you in the Times Free Press. You're also active on Twitter. What's your handle?
Chris Carroll TFP. So that's CHRIS and then CARROLL TFP.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.